meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And no, this is not deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra would say, who was a baseball player. I'm not talking about the cartoon bear. But happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to my daughter, happy birthday to you. So we got two kids that are born in the month of August, and they're 2 days apart. And I want you to know my wife is very happy about that. She shares her birthday with her younger sister, and she says, every child deserves their own birthday. So she's like, you know, when the second child was going to come along, this baby will not be born on the same day as our son. And so happy birthday, baby girl. We're hoping and praying that you are having a wonderful, wonderful day. I want to say thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. 321-536-5804. I want you to just be a little more attentive today. I want you to take a look around you and see how frequently you come across concrete today. You may have some brick planters like we do at our church on the outside of our structure, and it's concrete that holds that together. If you've got a building, you know, if you peel back the flooring, whether it's laminate or whether it is tile or carpet, underneath there, you're probably going to find concrete. There's going to be concrete someplace around there. And I know there's some buildings around the church that are built up on cinder blocks, but guess what holds those cinder blocks in place? It's concrete. If you see a median as you're driving down the road, it is a concrete median that is established the curbing around there. Wherever the asphalt transitions into a driveway in a person's house, there's concrete there. There is concrete. It is a foundational material in our modern society. And I could take you and I could show you some concrete that was done poorly. You don't want that to be done. I had a contractor one time, and he said, I'm going to do the best I can, but I don't do ugly well. He was trying to match something up, and he said, this is ugly. He said, I don't do ugly well. You want your foundation to be done with excellence, with expertise, and with a great work ethic, and that's what Jits Concrete brings to the table. It doesn't matter what time of year it is, whether it's summer, spring, fall, or winter, they are out there to the best of their ability doing the work that needs to be done. I encourage you to give them a call, 321-536-5804. Call them well in advance, because just like a number of other issues, there are supply chain issues, and so you need to get ahead of the game. So call Jits Concrete if you've got a project coming up in the days ahead, and get them on your calendar so that your project is not delayed. My daughter, they were trying to get into a house for months and months and months, and there were supply chain issues. And so what they were supposed to move into in May, they didn't get to move into. Then they were supposed to move in June. Then they were supposed to move in July. Supply chain issues are a reality, even concrete. So give the folks at Jits Concrete a call, 321-536-5804. We're going to the Word of God today. We're back in Revelation chapter 19. I'm not going to read the whole passage that I did yesterday. I'm going to begin at verse number 11 again, and said, now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God, and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yesterday we were talking about the faithfulness of God. Today I want to talk to you that he is true. He is the one who is true. We're not just going to, you know, camp at that revelation for the whole day. But the Bible says this, let God be true and every man a liar. The Bible also says that it is impossible for God to lie. The devil is not the spirit of truth. Jesus is the spirit of truth. He represents truth. Everything he does, he is true to God's will. He's true to God's word. He's true to God's people. The devil, on the other hand, is known as a liar and the father of lies. So I heard somebody recently, they were talking about when my kids were growing up, he said, I would catch them in lies and say, look, I'm going to give you an opportunity to correct this, but you make the problem worse if you lie because you're not good at it, and I'm going to be able to tell that you are lying. So I don't lie. I'm not good at it. I feel like there's a neon sign that goes over my head, and it's got flashing arrows, and it says, lying, lying, lying. And everybody would know that I was lying, so I'll just solve that problem and tell the truth. So when our kids were growing up, we had different levels of punishment. Let me just say this to you parents. You need to know and establish how you're going to respond to disobedience in all of its different levels. Okay? So there was a picture that I saw one time of a child, and he was wanting to go outside, and the mother said, you had better not set your feet outside of that threshold. And there was a sliding patio door, and the child had taken his toes and had them laying just on the inside portion of the threshold of the sliding doors. And he himself had all of the rest of his body laying on the patio outside the doors. And she said, what are you doing? He said, I'm doing what you said. You said for my toes not to go outside. Everything but my toes is on the outside. Well, that's a teachable moment. So we established different parameters if the children's behavior, this was back in the day, was not what it was supposed to be. There was more squabbling and fussing and fighting than what we thought that there should be. If they weren't doing their chores, we would literally take the television, unplug it, and put it in a closet. And let me tell you something. It was amazing how quick their behavior changed whenever they didn't have as much input from an ungodly entertainment industry. Their behavior changed pretty quick. You say, well, that's kind of an old mindset. Now our kids have phones and everything like that. Well, let me encourage you, because if their behavior wasn't good when they had cell phones, we would confiscate the cell phones. Yes, we were those parents. But not everything rose to a maximum level offense. But there was one thing that would escalate a quote-unquote misdemeanor to a maximum penalty, and that was if they lied. And you say, why? Well, it's very simple. The Bible says that all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. Let me say that again. All liars will have their part in the lake of fire. That means that I didn't want my kids becoming habitual liars to the point that they were more comfortable lying than they were telling the truth. I really think that at some point in time, I may do a sermon on exploring why people lie. Some people lie because they don't want to hurt a person's feelings. You say, what does that look like? A person who asks another person, does this outfit make me look fat? Well, you don't want to hurt their feelings, and so you may not tell them the truth. I'm going to look for a tactful way to answer that question, if I have to, but I don't want to lie to a person and say it. No, you look like you haven't eaten in 3 weeks or something like that. Unless you think I'm making fun of people's fitness, I'm not. I'm in no position to be ridiculing anybody else's fitness because I need to get my temple back in temple shape. That's where I'm at. So people lie sometimes because they don't want to hurt. Sometimes people lie because it works out to their advantage. Sometimes people lie because they don't think that that person deserves to be told the truth. Some people lie because it is their nature. They're more comfortable lying than they are telling the truth. That's because there's deceiving spirits that are in operation in people's lives. The devil is a liar, and it is his native tongue. And so you and I, we cannot communicate with the same mindset that the world has. Now, I will tell you, from 29 years of senior pastoring experience, and that is this: Christians like to believe the best in people. We like to believe that people are telling us the truth. And the reason is because we have the truth as our foundation, and therefore we want to assume that everybody has the same foundation that we have and that they will tell us the truth. Now, the truth of the matter is this: some people will tell you what they think you want to hear instead of correctly answering the question. If you don't believe that happens, ask your pastor if people tell him what he wants to hear instead of what the reality. How are y'all doing today? Oh, we're marvelous. We're marvelous. Oh, okay. And things may not be marvelous at all. They may be very volatile right at that particular point in time. You and I, we need to be people who speak the truth in love. Okay? Now, I know people who use truth as a weapon. That's why I caution people, if they are looking to establish relationships of accountability where they grow, you need to choose that person very, very carefully. Because there are a lot of people who, if they know something about you, they will use that as a weapon against you instead of being an ally there to help you. So Jesus is true, and he's true all the way to the end. And so whenever they came and asked Jesus a question, I love this particular answer. So if somebody asks you a question and they don't deserve an answer, okay, the press a lot of times ask questions for which they want an answer, but they don't really deserve an answer. I got some people in my life that ask me questions from time to time, but it's not a, you know, their desire for information doesn't line up with the relationship or the authority or the position that they have in their life. And so for them, they may want to know an answer, but I can't give them an answer because of confidentiality. And so Jesus, he would be asked a question. And he says, well, let me ask you a question first. And you answer my question and I'll answer your question. But he knew what was going on in people's hearts, and they would not answer the question. And he said, okay, I'm not going to answer your question. People may not be comfortable with that, but I think that we need to be sensitive to the Spirit of God in knowing how we are to address a lack of candor, a lack of truth in society when we are living as people of truth. So there are people that think that everybody that comes and tells you a story, that story is going to be true. So a few weeks ago, we were away on a Sunday, and we were up for a grandson's baby dedication. And the groom's family happens to be from Chicago, which is where my wife is from. And we were discussing some of the food that was up there. And I was telling them my pizza story, you know, about back around July the 4th when I was really wanting a Chicago-style pizza. And they said, look, we found a website where you can get all of the Chicagoland area, distinctive food offerings that they have, like the Italian beef sandwiches and the stuffed pizza and things like that, and the Chicago style hot dogs. They said you can get them flash frozen and shipped right to your house. It's like, really? Well, I was up there on staff at a church, and I didn't have much money. And this guy showed up, and I said, now, I don't want you, you know, going and visiting the liquor store, you know, just because I buy you a meal. Oh no, I would never do that. Never ever do that. And so I've literally never seen a person eat a hot dog and fries as quickly as that man did. Now, I'm not talking the Coney Island hot dog eating contest on July 4th, anything like that. He wasn't enjoying. This guy just inhaled a hot dog and fries. And I was like, huh, wow, that was really quick. He really must have been hungry. And then I took the kids home from church. I think that was on a Friday, and I was taking the kids home in the church van on Sunday night. It was just a short period of time, and there was the exact man coming out of a liquor store. So there were some people that were traveling around from church to church, and they were telling them all of these stories and things like that, and they were trying to get as many churches to help them as they possibly could. And I had a friend of mine that I called because his expertise had come up. He was kind of identified, and I said, hey, I just want to ask you, what's the situation with this family? And he said, Pastor, these people are not telling the truth. And they have a parade of churches that are coming around and helping them. And it's not true. It's not what they are saying. I don't know about you, but I hate being lied to. I got so tired of being lied to by a business that, you know, they would call the church and say, hey, we're going to give you this deal. It's going to cost you less money than what it is now. And in the end, it would cost the church more than that. More than what we were paying. And I'd call the company and say, you said you were going to give us more for less. That's why we switched. And they said, why would we give you more for less? I said, you know what? I am never dealing that. We switched away from that company. And they said, well, why did you switch? And I said, and this is what I told them. I said, because your salespeople tend to have a culture of deception. Now, I didn't say that lightly. I said it intentionally, but not lightly. And that company, they ended up getting purchased because they were on their way out of business, a very high-profile company, because they couldn't tell the truth. The kingdom of God should not be a place where truth is considered foreign. We need to be willing to go to church and have the Spirit of God anoint and motivate the man of God to speak the word of truth, and we welcome it because it is true. Whether it is painful for us to hear it or not, we can look around at our society and see the fragility in which people have, that if you do not believe what they believe, that they become violent and you know, want to deny you your right to exist. But there's a lot of times where I've known people that could not handle the word of God, even if it was spoken in love. Okay? So we have the responsibility to speak the truth. We have the responsibility to speak the truth in love, but we cannot compromise the word. Jesus is the one true God. That is a non-negotiable. There may be a lot of other things that we are not able to come to an agreement on, but that is a foundational truth. Yesterday we talked about that Jesus is coming, and he's coming as the faithful one. Today I want you to know he's coming and he's true. And it says that he is coming in righteousness. He's coming in right standing with God. He's not coming in rebellion. He's coming in righteousness. There's no darkness in him. The scripture says that the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, that they don't have any common ground. They are incompatible. And so I pray that you would look at right standing with God, not just as something that has been made possible to you and is optional in your life, but it is made possible in your life through the impartation of Jesus Christ, that it's something that is imparted into us. It's made part of who we are, so that when he is standing there in righteousness, that we also will be there in righteousness. Okay? And it says that because he's faithful and because he's true in righteousness, oh my goodness, we'd better we'd better not deal with this part here because it's going to mess with people's theology so bad. It says, in righteousness, he judges. He judges. I humorously state that when I was growing up, the first Bible verse you memorized was John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But in modern times, I believe that about the only Bible verse that people not walking in relationship with Jesus know is judge not lest you be judged. Let me tell you, I'm not to make a judgment with my emotions. I am not meant to make a judgment upon anybody else's life as far as my intellectual capacity. But the Word of God is the standard of truth. My judgment is to be based upon the Word of God, and it is not to be about condemnation, but about the revelation to that person of what the Word of God says so that they can embrace Jesus as their Lord and Savior, have their sins forgiven, and be put on the path of righteousness instead of on an unrighteous, unilluminated path. But please, please understand that in spite of modern philosophy of judgment-free zones and things of that nature, that nobody is able to judge you, you live in a spiritual kingdom, and Jesus does make righteous judgments, and he's faithful to those judgments, and his judgments are not flawed. They are true. I've seen many earthly judges, and it's like, how in the world did you ever come to that conclusion? And I couldn't come up with an answer, but I can tell you this, even the angels in heaven realize that every judgment that God makes, that Jesus makes, it's going to be a sound judgment. It's going to be a biblical judgment. God's faithful to his word, faithful to what he said, faithful to who he is. Let's live in obedience to him today and make him proud. I don't want to be judged except for what kind of reward will we get. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
When I am down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shore.